This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Last January, the American Farm Bureau Board of Directors selected regulatory reform as a top strategic policy goal for the year. The board stated that all Americans, including farmers and ranchers, need a regulatory system that is fair, takes economic impacts into account, and respects our freedoms. Our current regulatory environment is none of those things. The Waters of the U.S. rule, the Chesapeake Bay water rules, misuse of the Endangered Species Act, mismanagement of federal lands, greenhouse gas restrictions that will raise farmers' costs, duplicative regulation of pesticide applications under two separate laws, unnecessary unscheduled reviews of pesticide products that farmers need to manage pests and weeds, a tortuous approval process that makes it take longer and cost more money to bring new, potentially safer pesticides to market. These are just a few examples of the overreach and abuse of the regulatory system in recent years. We've tackled each regulation one by one, on occasion succeeding in pushing back unreasonable proposals, such as the administration's attempt 4 years ago to ban young people from doing farm work. But to achieve a regulatory system that is fair, takes economic impacts into account, and respects our freedoms, we need comprehensive regulatory reform. What does that mean? Regulations should be based on scientific analysis. They should face a cost-benefit test to ensure they are worth the toll they take on businesses, farms, and jobs. We need to limit how agencies use social media and other public relations tactics to lobby for their own rules. We need transparency and congressional oversight to ensure that agencies are not cherry-picking economic or scientific findings to justify what they want to do. Much of the regulatory process is governed by the Administrative Procedure Act, a law that hasn't seen any major reform since it was enacted in 1946. Our society, our government, and our technology have changed a lot since then. After 70 years, it's time for an overhaul. I'm pleased to see that regulatory reform has become a prominent issue in this year's campaigns. After the dust settles from the elections, Farm Bureau will continue to tell the stories of our members affected by overregulation and push for a regulatory system that truly is fair, takes economic impacts into account, and respects our freedoms. With the GOP convention kicking off next week in Cleveland and the Democratic convention in the following week in Philadelphia, AFBF's friends at AgriPulse are on the lookout for any farmers and ranchers who may be attending. AgriPulse will be reporting live from both convention sites about issues of importance to agriculture and rural America. You'll find their stories on the Rural Route to the White House section of www.agripulse.com, sponsored by AFBF. If you or any of your friends are going, please send an email to philip@agripulse.com. Senate passage of legislation that establishes federal preemption of state-by-state mandatory GMO labeling laws moves the country one step closer to a uniform national plan that will provide consumers easy access to information about genetically modified food, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval said in a statement. He added, this bill is not perfect, but it would avoid the chaos of 50 different state laws and a confusing array of labels for ingredients scientifically proven safe. Now that the Senate has done its job, we ask the House to move swiftly so this needed legislation can be delivered to the President for his signature. House Republicans plan to reform the tax code would make significant changes for businesses and lower taxes. In a recent article, American Farm Bureau Federation tax specialist Pat Wolf highlights parts of the plan that would benefit farmers. She says the immediate deduction of all business inputs, so that would be equipment and buildings and animals, is something that farmers have asked for a long time, and it's a very positive part of this plan. American cattlemen Beckert and 4-H want you to show off your hashtag true leaders with the Beckert Grow hashtag true leaders contest. To enter, upload a photo of your hashtag true leader showing responsibility and working hard, and then explain a little about your photo. The goal of the Grow True Leaders campaign is to empower youth with the opportunity to share their voices and show how they are making a difference in their communities. Two grand prize winners will win cash prizes of $500 each, and an alternate will be selected based on a random drawing. The last day to enter is July 24th, with winners announced August 1st. To participate in the Grow Hashtag True Leaders Photo Contest, go to www.americancattleman.com/contest/true leaders and submit your photo today. A recent New York Times article, How Square Watermelons Get Their Shape and Other GMO Misconceptions, is generating buzz on social media. The article discusses various misconceptions about GMOs, such as GMO labels highlight a documented health risk and genetically modified wheat may be responsible for gluten sensitivity. In a 2014 Pew Research Center survey, just 37% of American adults said they believed genetically modified foods were safe to eat. Yet this spring, the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine reported finding no differences that would implicate a higher risk to human health from GMO crops, according to that article. It went on to say, several other regulatory, scientific, and health organizations have also concluded that GMOs are safe to eat. You can view a link to the article on the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Facebook page. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.